most of the intervals you play are going to be minor thirds. It's kind of diminished sounding. So, but we'll see where that ends up. I'm not going to give any other huge parameters. Let's see what happens if you start it. Especially if you feel like you have the opportunity sometimes to be more gestural, to kind of not have to be the timekeeper. That's also part of the role that this stuff can play.
I think I was pretty loose with the time there.
Mm-hmm.
Turned it around about 10 times. But
it sounded
but that's
like you
okay.
were playing solid.
Yeah.
Right, it doesn't
somehow
always have to be, you know.
Translated as a beat.
Be interesting to listen back to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd like to listen back to that too. But sometimes, even in the context of standard playing, maybe you're not the one that's grounding everybody else. Maybe somebody's grounding you for a couple of seconds or so. I mean, that's the, you know.
That would be really nice.
Yeah. starting to sound therapeutic. I don't always have to be the one to hold everything together. Okay. All right. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it. We talked a little about Keith Jarrett Trio with Gary Peacock and Jack DeJohnette. And sometimes it's always one of them is in and one of them is going for something, but it's not always the traditional roles. Kind of 21st century rhythm section at times.
And they're pretty loose. They just kind of
yeah,
like,
very loose.
But
I mean,
amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, the main thing about all those guys, you know, chicks they are, even when they're who knows where.
Chick really was playing at John Lou. Year ago, so. Brian Blade on drums.
He's still doing that. Actually, he's going to be at Scholar's in September.
Really?
Yeah, with that trio. Christian McBride, Brian Blade. It's going to be.
Oh,
it was like one of the most amazing shows I've ever seen.
Yep, I agree. I saw them once when they were in Rochester, and that was just effortlessly together. Also, because those guys have done so many different types of things, their time is solid, their understanding of tune forms is so. Anyways, speaking of tunes, though, let's play a tune. Let's do Freddy again.
Do what?
Freddy Freeloader, Spellbug Blues.
Okay. I was telling these guys in the hallway, I put that on in my basement and played along with it. And the groove is just so simple, but so
it's a drumming.
Amazing.
It's a basement.
Just
really
playing
is playing
the ride, just, it's so in the, just,
no.
That's a great way to do it. Honestly, that's like, would be my number one thing. If you could get
it, yeah. Makes your, it makes it smell nice. Basement.
Such an unbelievable group. I mean, I can go, but I had to like alter the feel of that to go along with the album.
It's like, where are you putting
that? In a very subtle way.
Yeah, it's like, where are you putting that last trip?
Yep.
Everybody does it differently. It's like,
and on that album, it's just something really special. Just,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.